Hey, my friend, what if you could find an additional $100,000 of revenue in your business this year that you don't even see? What I found is many coaches and consultants have blinders on when it comes to opportunity. And today I'm sharing with you three ways you can add 100K of top line revenue growth to your business this year. And before we dive in, I want to invite you to two events that I'm hosting this month. One is my pricing masterclass on February 3rd or February 9th. A lot of what we are discussing in this episode will be modeled for you there. So if you can make it, you should. Others have walked away doubling their revenues just based on that 1 hour workshop. The next event is how to convert clients every time you speak. It's a sales masterclass on how to deliver compelling offers while educating and entertaining your audience. Those sessions are February 16th or 22nd. All of these sessions tend to fill up really fast, my friends. So be sure you click the links in the show notes to grab your spot now. Okay, are you ready? Let's go find 100K for your business today. Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friend. And if you're new to our show, welcome home. This is where we make growing your business a predictable outcome from how you are prioritizing your time and your focus in your business. It's not rocket science, but it does take a bit of analysis and gut instinct to double down and grow, especially in an uncertain economy where people may be questioning what they buy and how they invest their money. And before we get started, you'll want to download my pricing calculator so that when you finish listening, you can actually plan out the path to that extra 100K in your business. Once you download the calculator, enter your revenue goal for this year and add $100,000 to that number. And that's your stretch goal. When it comes to increasing revenue, there are only three levers you can move to grow. One is increase your prices. Two, you can add new products or a new revenue stream. And three, you can dial in your sales and marketing. And while it's easy to say, it's sometimes hard to do. So I'll be breaking this down for you step by step in this episode today. So with that, my friend, let's start with pricing, one of my favorite subjects. You may have come up with what you charge for your services in a variety of ways. One, you might be charging what you feel your time is worth. Two, what you believe your clients can afford. Or three, what you have seen others charge in your market for similar services. Yet the fastest way to grow your top line is to increase your prices. We are in a time of inflation in the US economy right now, and everything is a bit more expensive. You are likely paying more to put food on your table or gas in your tank. And in order to maintain a level of profitability that lets you continue to invest in your business and pay yourself, and oh my God, girl, I hope you're paying yourself, you will likely have to increase your fees. So let's start by increasing your fees by 20%. You can download the pricing calculator at thegreatdoover.com/pricing. And the Great Doover is GREATDOOVER.com/pricing. If you were charging $5,000 for your program last year, you will increase that to $6,000 for this year. If you had a $10,000 program last year, to increase that by 20%, that means you're charging $12,000 this year. You get the drift. Model that through the calculator and let that ripple through your numbers. Now, what do you notice? The first thing you might notice is you don't need to close as many clients. And that means you need fewer prospects in your pool that you are warming up through your marketing. Number two, next, I want you to check your close ratio. Your close ratio is the number of sales you make divided by the number of conversations you have. For instance, if you close one sale for every five conversations you have, that's a 20% close ratio. If you close one out of two, you have a 50% close ratio. And when you raise your prices, that might have a slight impact on your close ratio. So to be on the safe side, if your close ratio is 50% now, that might be 30% after you raise your prices until you dial in your sales skills to be at that level that you are charging right now. The benefit of raising your prices is serving fewer people with better service. It also takes the pressure off you to be selling all the time if you don't have someone on your team who's driving sales for you. And we'll talk more about sales and marketing in just a bit, but I wanted to tackle pricing first. The second way to drive additional revenue in your business is to launch something new, a new service offering that your clients can benefit from. Too many people miss the opportunity to increase the value of each client by adding on more service offerings for clients to take advantage of. For instance, when my clients in the launch lab get to the packaging, pricing, positioning, and messaging of their initial product or program, what they need next are the sales and marketing skills to start generating sales momentum in their business. At that point, they typically join the six-figure accelerator, where we focus on making six-figure revenue growth predictable through the right sales, marketing, and product development skills that lead to exponential growth. At that point, you're also adding to your team and you're automating many of the systems and processes that you use to run your business. So when we launch the accelerator, we increase the average value of a sale by $1,000. So I want you to look at how many sales you made last year. Was it 50, 100, 200, more? If you add another $1,000 per sale, that's additional money that is just waiting for you to capitalize on, whether you raise your prices or launch new services. Imagine if you brought in an average of an additional $1,000 for every sale you made, what that would mean to your business. But what's even better, when you launch additional services to the same customer, you increase the lifetime value of a customer to you, and your cost to acquire that customer has just gone way down, and you need to serve fewer people so that you can ease up on your sales hustle. So look for what your best clients need next. I call this the problem-solution-problem approach to product development. When your clients come to you, they come to you because you solve an immediate problem that they're willing to pay to make go away. Once you solve that problem, typically a new challenge emerges for them. Then you develop a new service offering to solve that new problem. That's the problem-solution-problem approach to product development. It's also known as a value ladder, where you're increasing the value of what you offer your clients with each new service offering. You increase the value that you deliver clients over time, and they increase the investment they make in your services. And this is a beautiful thing, my friend, when you can be serving the same clients for 2 years or more. And because they are so satisfied with your services, they become great referral partners. The third way you can find an additional 100K of revenue is by dialing in your sales and marketing. If your sales process isn't working, and you can tell it isn't working if you're offering strategy sessions or discovery calls and your ratio of closes to the number of calls you have is less than 30%, then that's where you can focus on honing your conversion skills by becoming better at helping your prospects understand the value of the transformation that's right in front of them and leading them to the best choice for them in that moment. What I find is that most coaches and consultants who don't have a sales background tend to pitch too much. Maybe they over-explain, and maybe this is you too. Do you give away too much of the details of the how your program works? That's well and good after you've made the sale. To get skilled at the conversation, you need to be a very good listener. Focus on the value of the transformation that your potential clients want in their eyes, in their words, and become skilled at helping them get to the right next steps for them. And to do that, you need to be able to address those common objections of, I don't have enough time, I'm not sure this is the right time, I can't afford it, or I need to think about it. I'll leave that for now because that's an entire training in and of itself. And we only have a few more minutes here. So the bottom line is you need a sales framework that works for you. And that takes practice. You want to be able to have those conversations, to learn to listen deeply, to reflect back on the value that your clients want in their eyes, and to be able to describe your program in a way that gets you an easy yes. Lastly, it may be your marketing. It's hard to increase your influence if you're the world's best kept secret. You need to be seen and heard to be discovered. And I don't know why, but it seems like the coaching and consulting industries attract a lot of introverts, people who like to stay behind the scenes, who like the small one-on-one conversations or the small group experience. And being out front in your marketing or out front in your social media or speaking can feel intimidated. You can't hide behind those fears of being seen, or maybe you're afraid of making a fool of yourself online. You still need to build the momentum in your business. And sales are made by creating trusted relationships. And in this season where we are, where many people are still not gathering in person, and even when we do start traveling again, you need to be consistent in your messaging and outreach. The trick is you can do too many things in your online marketing, and that can actually have the opposite effect of getting you more clients. It can actually cost you more than you get in return. You don't have to follow the latest trend that you hear from the social media gurus. You need to find one or two things that work for you that you can double down on and really master those two channels. So for me, to give you an example, that's the podcast and being consistent in connecting with clients on LinkedIn and in my professional networks. And I make sure that I'm consistently showing up and delivering value through this podcast and inviting you to connect with me online. We start building a relationship. And when you're ready to find an additional $100,000 in your business by doing fewer things and doing them really well, well, who are you going to call, right? You're going to call me because I've been giving you all of this wonderful free advice that you've been able to implement and get benefit from all along. So when it comes to picking a business coach or working with someone more closely, you will pick someone that you trust who's already delivered value, right? You can call the people that you've been spending the most time with and who are already offering you helpful advice. You can't possibly. The other thing that many new coaches and consultants say to me is, I'm afraid of giving away too much information, or I'm on a call and I advise too much and they go away and try to implement my advice. And people are always going to do that, right? So people always try to get as much for free as they can. But the truth is, you can't possibly give away too much content, because even if people who watch you try to piece together a strategy based on what you share, they don't have the hands-on implementation skills to actually pull off the same result. So whether your ideal clients are on LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, or Clubhouse, you need to be consistent with your content, and your messaging needs to be spot on in order for you to stand out from the noise. And my friend, it is a very, very noisy channel these days, right? The coaching and consulting industries are exploding. It's getting hot out there. There's a lot more competition. And in order for you to stand out, you need to have a unique message, present compelling ideas, and be consistent in showing up. And that requires a little bit of experimentation, right? You might need to experiment up front at first to see what works and which messages generate the most interest and engagement with your ideal client audience and generate the most conversions for you in your business. And then we want to dial that in. This is not a matter of adding on more stuff and piling on more marketing strategies. We want to tune into that channel. We want to master what's already working. And the mistake that most consultants and coaches make is doing too many things or not being consistent in how they show up online, right? So none of this is rocket science. You want to look at your pricing, you want to look at your service offerings, and you want to dial in your sales and marketing. But think about it for a minute. What would you do if you had another $100,000 in revenue in your business this year? Would you hire a new team member so you could grow faster? Would you take your family on an awesome vacation? Or would you take a month off from your business knowing that you could grow consistently without working up a sweat? So that's what 100K growth can do in your business. And it can be predictable year after year with the right strategy and the right implementation plan. So thank you for listening, my friend. If this episode helped you think about your business options differently, I'd love to help you. I'm inviting you to the show for a 100K audit. This is something new that we're doing in the podcast, inviting our listeners for a 100K audit to find the hidden $100,000 in your business this year. We'll be offering these sessions once a month where I'll be doing some laser coaching with you live on your business model, your pricing, and your marketing strategy. And you, my friend, get to walk away with a plan to grow your business. Does that sound good to you? If it does, send me a note, drop me a note in my DM, send me an email to deb@thegreatdoover.com. It's always great to hear from listeners, and I respond to every note personally. And if you got value from this episode, please leave us a rating and review on iTunes. It really does matter. It's super important to those iTunes algorithms that shows with the most ratings and the most reviews are the ones that get discovered. And we'd love more people to discover this podcast. So thank you, my friend. Thank you for your loyalty. Thank you for your listenership. I hope you got value from this episode today, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.